This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've brought several good things to the table tonight. You've got one about one of your favorite people in the world. My tongue is firmly planted in my cheek when I say that, Mr. Elon Musk. You've also got something about the Senate GOP's new health care bill, and I'm using air quotes there. And as you often point out, when people talk about health care in the United States, they're generally talking about health insurance,
yeah,
not actual treatment for health.
Nope.
And this new bill, and I've not actually read the article, but my guess is, based on what you were telling me, this new health care bill is all about insurance. It's not actually about the care that people receive for their health.
Right. And no conversation in Washington in the foreseeable future is actually going to be about health care. It's always going to be about premiums. It's always going to be about what does the plan offer that this side or that side is going to propose.
And what are we mandating that the plans wind up covering?
Exactly. Yes, it has to have birth control covered 100% and with no co-pays. When do we start using
words? It's got to include things for coverage for, like, pap smears and mammograms. Doesn't matter, Chris, that you're a 50-something-year-old man.
Right.
And you have no use for pap smears and mammograms.
But I'm covered.
Don't assume his gender.
Exactly. But, yeah, it's some of the insanity that Obamacare brought to the forefront. And we were trending there
anyway.
Shouldn't
we call it Gingrich Care? Because it really started as Newt Gingrich's alternative to Hillary Care back in the 90s.
You could call it that. You could call it Romney Care. You can pick one of dozens of different politicians.
Let's just call it by its actual name, the PPACA.
We could do that, or we could just call it socialized healthcare, which is what it is, too. So yeah, again,
it's a version of socialized healthcare. It's not the only version.
True. Absolutely true. So this story comes to us from CNN, and just as a little bit of a summary, the GOP is putting forward yet another plan to do away with Obamacare. Which basically means rename it and make a couple tweaks to it.
All right, this whole repeal and replace.
I like the first part, Daryl.
So do I.
I always thought they should just repeal and just stop. That's what needs to be done.
Yeah, but, you know, politicians love to do this thing to where we're not just going to repeal something and we're not just going to wind up changing it. We're going to repeal and reenact.
Right.
That way you can't very easily see what is being changed.
And the thing that I think a lot of people don't pick up on is that in every one of these changes, what it is the government trying to fix what the government screwed up the first time they tried to do it.
Right.
And that's all we're going to be talking
about. They're trying to untie the Gordian knot.
Right. And that's just, you know, it makes as much sense as untying a Gordian knot.
And for anybody that might not be familiar with the Gordian knot, Chris, how did that wind up getting undone?
With an axe or a sword? I think a sword.
Yeah. It was just, you know, like
whack it in half, and
yep,
that's how you untie it.
Severed in twain.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You don't know about the Gordian knot? Okay,
I don't.
Please, Daryl.
So the Gordian knot, and Chris, you know, fill in here if I'm incorrect somewhere. It's from, like, ancient Greece, possibly mythology, possibly real, part legend, whatnot, but there was a claim of whoever can untie or undo the Gordian knot would rule all of Greece. And if I recall correctly, Alexander the Great went and tried to undo, and he looked at it, and he realized that it was such a cluster that the only way to undo it was to just pull out his sword and whack it in twain and just cut it in half. That's the only way to untie the Gordian knot because it's such a ball of, you know, stuff.
Sure.
So did he win?
He hacked it in two, and then, yeah, he was like, you know, the first real emperor of Greece and united all of the city-states.
Yeah. But what it's come to be now is a metaphor for an intractable problem, the solution to an intractable problem when things just get so complex and so convoluted and complicated. The only way to do it is literally to take the sword to it.
Right.
And to me, and that's why I love Daryl's analogy, is healthcare. This is not something we should be trying to tweak and come up with this little change and say, well, we'll cover this and cover not that. No, government needs to get out of it completely, and we need to stop mandating how business works.
Like, what
healthcare
do you think,
is a business.
What do you think would happen if all of a sudden right now, like, just every government healthcare program was just completely gone?
Just wipe them all out.
Like, what would happen, though, in terms of, like, do you think, like, if you did it all at once, that it would cause any type of, like,
temporary turmoil? I think what you would see.
Yeah, I think
what,
you'd have doctors and their whole, like, every doctor's office that accepts it would have to, like, redo all their systems and all their patient inputting. I don't think
they'd have to redo much other than just stop doing
it.
That's coming from somebody who's worked in the insurance industry.
Right,
it would change some of the way they do their billing, but it wouldn't be like, oh, Medicare ceases to exist. You now have to re-input every one of your patients into your computer.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think would happen, though? You think doctors would just be setting their own prices and stuff like that?
I hope so.
Yes.
I hope so. They did that in Oklahoma City. There was a surgery place that was facing these rising costs of doing, you know, knee replacements and things like that. So what they did was here's a crazy idea, they posted all their rates.
I think they take Bitcoin as well.
They might, but they posted all their rates. They ended up getting into basically a pricing war with all local hospitals because they were all charging way too much.
Yeah, and the name of it is Surgery Center of Oklahoma.
Yeah, they ended up getting most of the market share, and they ended up profiting higher. So your question, it's sort of unrealistic because we'd really never have a time when we just flipped it all in a day. Government can never move that fast. But let's say we had a program that took, within 1 year, all federal regulations regarding health care and health insurance go away. I think what you would see is all health care providers and everyone involved in this space trying to figure out how they can make money off of it with this new change.
Right.
I think they would come to the realization that now they have actual competition.
You know, well, one of the problems that we currently have, and your calls and thoughts are welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. One of the problems that we currently have is the federal government says that if you accept Medicare and Medicaid, then you have to charge everyone the same amount. You can't give cash discounts. You can't give preferential treatment. And the insurance companies get to decide what to cover and what not to cover. And because doctors know that certain things the insurance companies are going to challenge, they'll do extra tests just to make sure that, you know, something gets paid for.
Right.
So I think, you know, absent all of these government mandates of you have to bill X and Medicare only reimburses a percentage, then you'll see doctors actually only doing the tests that need to be done instead of, oh, you know what, we only need to do this one test, but I'm going to do seven more just to make sure that I wind up getting reimbursed for something.
Right, and everyone in healthcare would suddenly have to compete. The health insurance industry would not go away, but they couldn't operate the way they have.
As you mentioned, you know, with this Surgery Center of Oklahoma, where they actually wind up putting their prices out front,
Right.
You would see that with a lot more doctors instead of right now is, you know, how much is a doctor visit? Well, it depends what your copay, who do you have, what's this, what's that. Doctors don't just say, it's $45 to come see the doctor.
Most doctors don't know.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on healthcare? This is Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about health care, more specifically the Gordian knot that is health insurance. your calls and thoughts welcome. But if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, head on over to freedomsphoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And to the phones, we've got Tom calling in from Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening, gentlemen and lady. It's
Thank you.
A pleasure to speak with you again. I believe you're the three that I spoke to a week or maybe 2 weeks ago when Daryl was still recovering from his low oxygen experience.
Oh, yes.
Yes, from that altitude.
Daryl, how are you doing, Daryl? Are you completely recovered now?
I am completely recovered, yes.
I think we had you in one of those barometric chambers for a while, right, to adjust from the 300 feet. Difference between Lancaster and Keene, New Hampshire.
That's so funny.
Well, let me get off of Daryl and get onto the topic. Heather very astutely pointed out some of the problems that are caused when people don't follow the law. I'm not talking about our bureaucrats who are idiots to the law. I think they don't care what it says. They do as thou wilt.
And I believe the U.S. Supreme Court said that it doesn't matter whether bureaucrats actually know the law or not, as long as they're acting in good faith.
Yeah, that would be like a criminal
paraphrasing
that
a little
Supreme
bit,
Court is, wouldn't it?
Right.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. Nothing in government these days would surprise me. What shocks me, though, is how much of a juggernaut and how far along into the depths of really chaos we've come from something that really could have worked quite well. I'd like to see us get back to that. But what Heather pointed out relative to simply withdrawing this stuff is important because, you know, when the federal government does things like this, it affects people. And they assume a certain responsibility when they do that. And they open themselves up to a certain amount of liability. And that's where the problem lies, because who pays when the government has to pay? The people do.
Right.
So what she's talking about is
the other thing. I was going to say, the other thing that you repeating it back to me kind of made me think of is like all the doctors. I know from having worked in insurance and brokering Medicare supplements that pick up, you know, what Medicare doesn't cover, I know that whenever we'd have to raise our prices to accommodate the higher deductibles for Medicare, we would always end up being the bad guy, even though it was, you know what I mean? So when government tweaks things, mm-hmm. even though it's all kind of caused because of government, you know, the high prices in general, it's the doctors and the insurance companies and stuff like that that end up getting, like, the brunt of it
right.
from
so,
the people
yes,
that don't actually
so,
understand
government
politics.
Creates a problem. And they make somebody else look like the bad guy, and then people say, we need government to fix this problem that government created.
And legally, Daryl, we do become responsible. You know, there's an old axiom of law relative to silence being acquiescence. If we don't complain immediately, we let a certain amount of time go by, we go along with it, we are acquiescing to what the government has said. We are essentially agreeing by our silence, and by extension,
but
we take on a fiduciary responsibility.
We're not being silent. We are not being silent about this, but there are the people that say, well, the fact that you still live in the United States is your consent to everything
do.
I'm
talking about specifically what Heather said relative to doctor's offices. If they're going along with it, they're participating. They're taking an active role. I understand what you're saying. You're speaking out about it. You've got audio and video recordings of what you're doing and what you're saying. Probably to have something in writing in the form of an affidavit submitted would be even more helpful. But, again, that old maxim of law does stand true, and that is if you're silent, it's looked at as either fraud or agreement. And either
you mean,
way,
like, why don't all the doctors and stuff in our communities just ignore Medicare and start making their own rules and doing their own things? Like,
or at least fight it at least right. write it, because otherwise, by their silence and by their going along with it, they create, what yeah. you're talking about, Heather, is a fiduciary responsibility.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where they get hooked. And that's where we, as a country, are right now, because you've got insurance companies that went out of business, said, okay, we're out of here. You've got people that depend on this thing. It's a, you know, I've always maintained that Barack Obama won as soon as the Supreme Court, that ridiculous decision by that criminal Roberts came down that it was constitutional, and he twisted right. it and twerked it.
I think it also has to do with, like, right. supply and demand, in a sense, right? Like, if there's that money, that revenue stream coming from the government via Medicare, right. there's going to be doctors out there that, you know, are looking to cash in on that. I mean, and you can't really blame people for, you know, trying to just feed their families, even if it is through government means.
Let me hop in here, because that's the whole thing. That is the government-created problem. The government-created problem goes back to mandating that people not choose health care if they would like to have health care, or companies choose to have health care. It was government mandating that they must have health care.
Right.
And when that becomes a mandate, now the insurance companies yeah. have a big stick they can use to pressure providers and every company in the healthcare field to say, okay, here's how we're going to play this. So, you know, if right. you and want it, to practice medicine, it's very difficult to do without playing the game.
And it goes back, you know, like 7-8 decades. Tom, thank you for the call. It goes back, you know, a long time ago when I forget exactly what the, you know, law was that passed through Congress, but I believe it was during the Great Depression time. There was, you know, basically a wage cap of you're not allowed to pay your employees more than X, but you can give them benefits,
right.
and that doesn't count towards the wage cap. So what a lot of employers started doing is, oh, well, we'll provide you with this and with that and a housing allowance and the health insurance and this, that, the other thing. And so then a lot of companies started providing these benefits, health insurance. And then I believe it was during the Nixon administration, there was yes. the whole thing of, you know, like HMOs and this and some other thing.
Companies of a certain size basically were then required to offer health care.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it incentivized, instead of you, Chris, buying a health insurance policy, your employer buying your health insurance policy. And now, with the PPACA, it's mandated that if there's over, what is it, like 5 or 10 employees?
Yeah, I don't know what the exact, I think it, I always thought it was 50. Why do I think that's the number?
It might be 50, and yeah. that's where I'm getting the 5 and the 10, because, yeah. you know, a 5 and a 0, but whatever, yeah. you know, it's, you know, if you're a medium-sized business, then you must provide health insurance.
And that's why we saw an explosion the first year after this thing got passed of businesses that were reporting 49 employees.
Yep. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about health care, kind of, and health insurance, all because, we were sort of giving some backstory before delving into this article, Chris, that you brought in from CNN about the Republicans' newest health care bill that they unveiled earlier today, apparently, to quote unquote repeal and replace Obamacare.
Title of this is New GOP Health Care Bill Could Allow Cheaper Plans with Fewer Benefits. Washington Senate Republicans unveiled their newest health care bill Thursday as they continue to search for the majority needed to repeal and replace Obamacare. Now it's up to senators to decide if they like it. The new bill includes major changes to the original. One of the most significant was the inclusion of an amendment by Texas Senator Ted Cruz, which would allow insurers offering Obamacare plans to also offer cheaper bare-bones policies. The amendment was included in an effort to earn more conservative support, but could also drive away some moderates who fear the amendment could drive up premiums for those with pre-existing conditions. Again, we're not talking about health care. We're talking about health insurance.
Right. And, you know, this reminds me, and I'm going to go off on a sports thing here for a moment. Many years ago, Allen Iverson was in a press conference. And you probably have heard the thing before because it's just so absolutely ridiculous, where he was asked a question about something, and he said, "We're not talking about the game. We're talking about what I did in practice." we're not talking about the game. We're talking about practice. And he just kept repeating that for like 2 minutes.
Oh,
and,
God.
You know, that sort of is the same thing here. We're not talking about health care. We're talking about insurance.
Exactly. And that's all we talk about.
We're talking about insurance, not health care. We're talking about practice, not the game.
It also contains significant new funding for opioid treatment and money for states meaning meant to lower premiums for high-cost enrollees. But it would keep two Obamacare taxes on the wealthy and maintain significant cuts to Medicaid, meaning 15 million fewer people could be insured by the program by 2016.
So these,
2026, I'm sorry.
These taxes on the wealthy, this is the so-called tax on Cadillac programs, I believe.
I haven't read the text of the whole thing, but I know the Cadillac policy tax was one of the things they were concerned with. And interestingly, in all my life, I've never come across a Cadillac plan. Guess where I finally did for the first time?
Earlier today when you were looking at what Congress has as a health insurance plan?
That would be one of the times I've come across Cadillac plan. The second was when I got involved in local town government here in New Hampshire and found out that our employees all had Cadillac plans.
And Cadillac plan, for those that may have only ever heard the term but not ever heard a definition of the term, it's basically, you know, like a high upscale sort of coverage.
Yeah, it's really, really, really good insurance that comes at a really, really high price.
Yeah.
But you know, and I had a problem with it because it was our town's tax dollars going towards it, which we then scaled it all back. But if people want to buy a really good health care plan, why should they be penalized for buying a really, really good anything?
Because the 1% or something?
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to continue with this article. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is still in search of the 50 votes he needs to pass the bill. He could only afford to lose two senators, but the hope for leadership is that a few changes may be able to finally get Republicans on a path to repeal and replace Obamacare after 7 years of campaign promises. 7 years of campaign promises.
Yeah. This is one of those things to where I think that, you know, the Republicans are just going to wind up using it as one of their campaign pledges but never actually do it.
I don't know.
And then in, you know, another decade or so, it'll just sort of drop off. Like the whole thing in 1980 when the Republicans, the year after the Department of Education was created, we're going to abolish the Department of Education.
Right.
And then sometime in, like, the early to mid-90s, they just sort of stopped talking about it.
We got to spend more on the children. Already on Thursday, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky said he wouldn't even support the motion to debate the bill on the floor. Senator Susan Collins, a Republican from Maine, also told reporters that she would not vote for the motion to proceed unless she saw significant signs from the nonpartisan scoring agency, the Congressional Budget Office, that the cuts to Medicaid would be less severe than she anticipated. Quote, the only thing that can change that is the CBO announcement, which comes out on Monday, indicates that there would be far fewer in Medicaid than I believe there are now, unquote, Collins said. Emerging from a meeting with fellow senators Thursday, Republicans were cautiously optimistic, with many saying they needed to sit down and read the bill before they made any final decisions.
Well, that's always a good idea to actually know what the hell you're voting on.
No, you've got to pass it so we can see what's in it.
Well,
Nancy Pelosi.
I can almost
guarantee
you.
I think the majority of people that vote are voting based on faith anyway, or party lines. I mean,
yeah, and when you talk about these bills that go before Congress, I should pull it up. I'll do that while we're on the show. I'll pull up the full text. I'll see if I can calculate how many pages long it is.
And also, you know, try and maybe figure out how many times it says, as directed by the secretary, referring to the Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Right.
Which, I tried reading the PPACA back before it wound up getting passed.
Right.
And I lost count by, like, page 5 of how many times it said, as directed by the secretary.
And kids listening at home, what that simply means is Congress was too lazy to actually say what the law is, so
right,
they just granted immense amounts of power to unelected bureaucrats
right.
to decide what's best for you and your
Secretary
family.
Secretary of Health and Human Services, you get to write all of these policies. We're just going to sort of give you some guidelines of what we want you to include in it.
Yep.
And it's like 1,200 pages of guidelines of what we want you to include in it, but we don't know what you're actually going to write, how any of this is going to be implemented.
But we trust
which,
you.
Of course, is why Nancy Pelosi was, you know, not telling a lie when she said we have to pass it to know what's in it, because there was almost nothing in it that actually did anything. It just instructed the Secretary of Health and Human Services to write some policies.
And we do this all over our government.
I don't do it.
Well, let me rephrase that. Congress does this all the time. They get it in their heads that something's got to be done and we've got to move some money in to address this problem. And then all they do, for the most part, is hand it over to unelected officials that have been in D.C. for God knows how long, have been taken to God knows how many lunches and dinners by lobbyists, and we'll get their marching orders from them.
Right.
And then we just assume that everything's going to work out all right,
does. That's why I feel like Congress, in a sense, I had this conversation the other day where I'm like, government, right, is kind of like parents. They're kind of like, you can have an abusive parent, and you can have an abusive government. You can have a good parent, though, so can you have a good government? So when you're like all these dinners that, you know, our elected officials are going to and stuff like that, I think of it like, as a mom, like, you know, sitting down with my daughter's teacher, being like, yeah, so what are you going to be teaching my kid? You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of mindset that I think some of these representatives might have. I don't think everybody in Congress is necessarily corrupt. I think there are probably some well-intentioned people there. But, you know,
I can honestly say,
like, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, man, I'd really hate to be in their shoes, because when you're in the shoes like that and you have all of these people, it's like there's no way you're pleasing everyone. Like, there's going to be people like, you're a crook, you're a fraud, you're this, yeah, or that, no matter what decision you make. Even if you give power, like, even if you give rid of the health care, like, now all the people that are out of something, like, you're the bad guy. You know what I mean? Like,
so what? Sometimes right isn't popular.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the health insurance problems that were created by government, and now government's coming in to make a solution to a problem that government made.
That'll work.
And, you know, like, it's big money for some businesses, but you don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a sleek, easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy, Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services listed on Simbi. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. Go create an account at Simbi.com. That's S-I-M-B-I.com. Take a look around. Post your services. That's Simbi.com.
All right, Daryl, we'll go back to the story a little bit. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, one of the GOP holdouts, was unhappy the reporters had seen a summary distributed to lobbyists before she had seen the bill. Really?
This is interesting, and it's one of those things to where you kind of have to wonder, was this intentional, or had she just, you know, maybe not been in her office when copies were being distributed?
Nah, it was, I'm sure all this stuff is a well-orchestrated leak fest.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
All right, we'll give it to this paper, but not to this one. And then we'll let him, let the senator see it. Asked if she was upset by how the process unfolded, she said yes. I think that as a courtesy to those of us who were actually making the decisions, that we would actually have the opportunity to see it first, Murkowski added. A major question remains whether President Donald Trump can use his bully pulpit to actually move senators. Trump has lobbied for Republicans to move quickly. The president said Wednesday he would be, quote, very angry, unquote, if Republicans can't pass the bill.
And I'm sure he'll shake his tiny, tiny little fist in indignation if they don't. We'll jump back into this a little bit, but first, to the phones. We've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about an issue that's been in the news for the past couple of days, more so than it was before, net neutrality. I've spoken to a lot of people, and it seems like it is one of the most popular policies in the United States, maintaining net neutrality. And when I try to make a free market argument, a lot of people just shake their heads. Why do you think that is?
Well, I'm going to guess, and Chris, since you also have a theory, I'll let you take a stab at
it. What was the question?
Well, why some people are upset about the possible repeal of net neutrality. And net neutrality, it's another one of these things to where government has gotten involved, and there's no real good solution to this as far as the options that are currently presented in front of Congress.
Can you give like a little backdrop of net neutrality for...
Well, this goes to my point, and Stefan, you can either agree with me or not, but my basic argument is there's no two groups of people that actually agree on what the heck net neutrality actually is.
Well, the common agreement that people have is net neutrality basically means an internet service provider cannot favor certain sites over other sites in terms of speed. Like, they can't make YouTube really fast, but, you know, make, you know, Facebook really slow, for example.
Or make a lot of freetalklive.com really slow, because Facebook has billions of users. Free Talk Live, not
very,
so
very
much.
Few, sure.
Now, are you guys a fan of that? I mean, do you think service providers should be able to discriminate?
Yes. Well, here's the thing. There are people that wind up, you know, basically fear-mongering of, if we don't have net neutrality, I always forget if it's if we do or if we don't, but the fear is, you know, one way the internet service providers will say, all right, you want to get online, it's going to be $40. You want to go to sites that aren't Netflix and Facebook, you've got to give us another $20. You want to go to this, then it's going to... And
right.
Basically, the internet would become sort of a cable sort of thing to where pick and choose what websites you want to go
right.
to.
Do you mean user fees, kind of like Bitcoin that we just talked about the other day? Is that what would happen? There'd be user fees? So you got to pay $1 to go to this website. You got to pay $1 to go to this website.
It's this fear-mongering, and here's why I say that, because the Internet's been around for going on 20 years in popular usage.
Right.
What happened for the first 15, 18 years when nothing really existed? Nothing.
It started a couple years ago when Verizon wanted to put together their own little video streaming service.
Right.
So they throttled Netflix. And to me, that just makes sense. You have a video streaming service, you want to promote yours first, but a lot of people say that goes against my free speech provided to me under the Constitution and that kind of thing. That's what I hear all the time.
Sure. The thing that I argue with is, well, and everybody's so concerned, it's like, you know, Comcast in my area, I mean, what if they start to do that? Everybody has Comcast. Well, why the heck does everybody have Comcast? Because governments come in and granted a limited number of licenses
for
eliminated competition.
And that's why I said of the options provided to Congress right now, there's
correct.
Not a good solution because
right.
government has created this problem in the first place, even though it's not the federal government that says Keene, New Hampshire can only have three internet service providers. It's the local municipal government, but you have governments at varying levels that are creating this sort of, you know, monopoly, duopoly, triopoly sort of thing.
Sure.
And then the people, Congress, you need to do something about this monopoly, duopoly, triopoly thing that we have going on here. Well,
right.
No, just get governments out of it at all levels and then actually allow the free market to operate, and that's not an option that I'm seeing presented before any government entity anywhere.
I think we're always... Go ahead.
No, you first.
No, I was going to say, I think we're always going to keep coming back to these problems as long as we have this government involvement where they're insisting that they have to play a role in basically free speech and in technology.
I'll have to dig the article up again, but a couple years ago, I believe AT&T sued a municipality for allowing another ISP to come into some city in North Carolina. I'll have to dig that up. I heard about it.
Not surprise me.
Not me either.
A little while ago. But one of the most common things, as that I hear, is, well, it violates the First Amendment. Well, this typically comes from more liberal-leaning news sources, like the Young Turks, for example, is where I heard that argument. But when you think about it, these are the same people that claim, like, oh, the Constitution only applies to muskets. Does that mean that the First Amendment only applies to, like, printing presses where you push it down and it goes like,
yes. And scribes. You have to have a scribe hand copy everything. Stefan, thank you for the call. Let's go to Tom calling in from Nashua. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I listened to the cop calling up last week after I made my comment about police brutality and the remedy to police brutality, where that guy in the Bronx took out a New York City policewoman. And first of all, the cop went on the air, and the standard procedure here is when anybody speaks out in favor of liberty is accuse them of being insane. I mean, calling me crazy. This is their standard way to try to intimidate people into not speaking in favor of liberty.
No, Tom, the reason people say that you're insane and that you're crazy is you advocate killing public officials.
No, I don't. I've never advocated killing public officials.
You have encouraged people, and you've celebrated when cops wind up dying.
I've celebrated, yeah.
How is that not encouraging? When you celebrate something,
how
is that not encouraging more of it?
No, you can't.
If I celebrate getting a piece of cake, that means that, you know, I want somebody to bring me more cake. If you celebrate cops dying, that you celebrating and wanting more cops to die. Is that true or not true, Tom? Do you want more cops to die?
I want the cops to start behaving themselves.
And if they don't,
I agree.
In any case, what
if
happened?
They don't
okay,
behave,
you know what? Those
if
officers
they don't
that
behave,
no, those
what
six
do you want
officers
happen,
that
Tom?
Beat the crap out of Kelly Thomas or whatever it was, dude, I'd be celebrating like hardcore if those six got into a car accident and died. Like, I'll be the first to say it. Like, those guys are thugs. They're evil. They're like. I mean, they kicked the crap out of this guy, this homeless man.
Right.
Like,
what they
there's
did was
nothing
horrible.
Wrong right. with celebrating when human beings like that drop off the face of the earth. It's like saving oxygen.
I don't celebrate when humans die. Tom, thank you for the call. Your calls and
ones
thoughts.
Like that, yeah.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into this health insurance, health care thing, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynovite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynovite. DINOVITE.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.